This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, there are a lot of bad takes on the internet. You can see them every single day. But Kristen has found one that stands above the others in her bad take of the week.
Oh, if you work in a certain profession, you are not allowed to date. According to Talitha Troop, who was a guest on Poor Minds podcast. Now, you'll hear like multiple voices. But it's Talitha who is explaining that if you make under a certain amount of money a year, you shouldn't be allowed to date. Okay. So Poor Minds podcast, It is two single Houstonians residing in Atlanta. Drea and Lex are navigating their way through life, friendship, and dating. Again, this is their guest, Talitha, who says, hey, you're making this amount of money, you can't date.
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
Again, I'm with you.
You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel bitch that's going to date you when you have no money. If she doesn't have the expectation, and I'm going to tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying?
Let me cut. No, I'm just talking about me.
All right. I did some research.
I just looked up bottom of the barrel bitch. The team photo of the Burt Show came up.
So I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I went to salary.com. I went to other numerous websites. I'm about to list off all the professions that aren't allowed to date.
Okay.
All right.
According to who we just
This
heard.
Is only men, though, right? As a woman, you can make whatever.
According to Talitha.
Right,
yes.
Right.
All right. So first out, firefighters and police officers. You barely make the cut of that $50,000. Unless you're entry level, then you're screwed. You can't date.
So you got to wait for a promotion to date.
Yep.
Yeah. Have a couple of stripes, okay?
Teachers, you also barely make the cut of that $50,000 a year salary. Unless you're entry level, then you're screwed, okay? All right, so now starting at making $28,580 a month, if you're a home health aide, sorry, you can't date.
A year.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. $34,537, all you janitors out there.
Yep.
Sorry.
Lonely folks.
You can't date.
Lonely. Wow.
$36,310 a year on average. Bank tellers.
What?
Just worry about counting other people's money. You can't date because you ain't got none yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or can you date... Bottom of the barrel bitches date each other?
I mean,
that's typically what I do.
Because if you combine their salaries, then they have enough.
Yeah, so together can they be happy and broke?
I mean, that's not what Talitha says.
Okay.
If we're going by what she says, if you make under $50,000, you are not allowed to date.
Mm-hmm.
$37,000 a year. If you're a paramedic, you can go out there and save all the lives you want.
Oh.
But you are not allowed to find love.
Oh, gotta go home alone after saving lives.
Mm-hmm. $38,500 a month. Trash collectors, sorry, not allowed to date. $38,648 a year. Child care workers. You can take care of other people's kids. that they had because they found the love of their life, but you ain't allowed to date.
Wow.
You just got to worry about taking up care of other people's kids. $39,459 a year. A landscaper. You can work on everybody's yard. You can make it beautiful. You can make their home so lovely.
Uh-huh. But the grass ain't green on the other side.
You ain't allowed to date.
You need a little fertilizer, which is cash.
$47,780 a year. If you're an embalmer, you can't date.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with the money. I will say this, though. The only grain that I'm feeling here, and I have said this before, and I don't know what the salary would be, but if I could not afford to go out on a first date and pay, I am traditional that way, then I personally, I'm not saying I wouldn't be dateable. I'm just saying I wouldn't be asking people out if I couldn't pay.
I wouldn't ask a woman out if I couldn't afford the date, but you certainly can afford a first date making less than $50,000
a year. Yeah. These are two separate things, for sure.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with how much you make a year. That has everything to do with, like, how responsible you are with your money, right?
I feel like I'm traditional in this area. Like, when we go out, I like to provide, right? So if I couldn't do that, then I probably wouldn't be asking too many people out.
I'm just as traditional as you are in that area, except the difference is I personally wouldn't do it, but I also believe that whoever asks for the date should be willing and able to pay for the date. It shouldn't always just be the man, because sometimes a woman will ask for the date, and in that case, I don't have a problem with her paying.
So if a woman asks you out at the end of the night, you'd be okay with her paying the whole thing?
I would be okay with her reaching. That's always been my rule. Right. As long as she reaches, cool, because I'm going to pay for it either way.
Okay.
Abby, have you ever been the one to initiate a date, or has it always been guys asking you out?
Have I ever initiated a date? No, I don't think I have. I mean, I'd definitely be initiating, you know, them getting to ask me on a date. Yeah. Like, I would put myself in a position to be asked.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever asked anybody out. And especially, like, with this $50,000 rule, I think it's bogus. Like, I think if you are, like, 22 or you're in school, you should be able to date.
Oh, if you want a good time, she got blasted in the comments.
Is that right?
It was a fun read.
Oh, really? Can we do that later? That is a fun read.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
The Burt Show.